You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, live here on 570 KLIF on a really, really beautiful Sunday. You know, I really feel like if the weather stayed like this, especially in the Dallas area, I think our real estate would definitely go out the roof in prices. You know, this would be like Southern California, and we could just, you know, act like there's a beach. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we still have the mentality. We kind of act like people from California, so I think it's pretty close. I think we got something going there. But I don't know. We'll see. Well, I don't have a crystal ball to look into and tell you exactly how the weather's going to stay, but, you know, let's be positive. Let's think positive tonight, and maybe we can make a change, you know? So I want to start off tonight's show, you know, with a quotation by someone I obviously look up to, and I'm certain that probably the most of y'all look up to him as well. Albert Einstein, you know, I mean, that guy was clever, very intelligent, to say the least. But, you know, his definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Okay, I'm going to let that just kind of sink in for a second. I think we've all heard that before. Remember doing the same thing over and over and over again, right? And expecting different results. So tonight's episode of Perspectives is brought to you by all of the makers of the mood-stabilizing drugs, you know, the alcohol and tobacco industry, as well as all the people that make those sleep meds that we need to be able to sleep because of our insomnia. You know, we've all found ourselves in a similar predicament where change would do us some real good. However, we're scared. Or we don't know how to make the change. Or we really don't have the direction that we need to make real significant change in our life. You know, some changes are crucial for your life, you know, for your life's future. The explicit need to get out of the immediate danger, perhaps, or get sober, or leave a life of crime, you know, that can lead to death. But some folks, on the other hand, don't live a life of crime and find themselves in abusive relationships, careers that will eventually kill them, or they find their fate in someone else's hands. But most of us aren't really dealing with this extreme need for change. You know, but however, we may be dealing with a life issue that may change for the better if we make some changes here or there. You know, so tonight's show is honestly dedicated to everyone and anyone who needs to make changes to their lives to better themselves and directly or indirectly better their lives. I promise you that after this 1 hour show, you will no longer be the example of the definition of insanity. You know what they always used to say when we joked around as kids? Oh, your picture is the one next to that word in the dictionary. You know how there'd be insanity and your picture's off to the left side of that? Well, after this hour, you won't be an example of it. You know, for the most part, you already know the changes that you need. And those changes that you need to make in your life, but you just haven't gotten to make them yet. After tonight's show, you will actually begin scheduling those much-needed meetings, mark your calendars, and be executing decisions and actions that must be made for your life to progress in a progressively positive manner. And that's what we're talking about tonight. You know, I'll be giving you those 7 tips and tricks and keys for making these necessary changes in your life throughout these next 60 minutes. So before we really discuss the concept of how to jump in and make these changes, I think we need to begin with, we need to talk about why we don't really make these changes in the first place. And I think this is not only important, but it's pinnacle, because there's a reason why we're not doing it to begin with. You know, whether it's changing jobs, careers, business relationships, changing cities, or changing the people that we hang out with, i.e. our personal relationships, these changes can seem even overwhelming at the initial time, and instead of doing anything to change it, we tend to either sulk, we get angry, or we just talk a lot to anybody who will listen about our issue. I mean, I feel like a lot of us, you know, fall into that category.
Well, I think it's like a fear of the unknown. You know, that you prefer the devil you know to the devil you don't. So you know that you may need to make a change in those areas that you just described, but you know, it's you're kind of, you don't know, you know, exactly maybe what you're getting yourself into. So you'd rather just kind of stick with what you know, even if it's, you know, not really healthy for you. I mean, don't you think that's at least part of it?
Oh, I definitely think. Yeah. I always think of like that bed of nails. You know, I think it was on like the Addams Family or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
And you lay in it, but you know what to expect, right? You know how you're going to feel. You know how you're going to wake up. But, you know, if you make the change, how is that going to react?
Yeah.
I mean, because sometimes being uncomfortable is maybe what we like. I don't know. I mean, sometimes people, I think, desire not being happy and being able to, trying to find the other word because we can't say that one word on the radio, but yeah. Constantly, you know, talking about things over and over again to anybody that'll listen. And I think sometimes we get into that pattern.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. It's like, Newton's first law of motion, right? You know, I mean, objects in motion tend to stay in motion. Well, I mean, I think that the principle applies here. Once you get used to something, you get into a routine or you get used to a situation where it's normal to you, then it takes a lot more effort, conscious effort, you know, willpower to actually change that. You know, so if you know, like in a personal relationship, you know, you need to maybe not associate with this particular person anymore because they're going down a path that will, you know, that's bad for you. But that's going to mean not only do you not associate with that person, but you're going to have to find other people to associate with too. And that takes a lot of work and a lot of courage, actually.
Oh, I get what you're saying. So, you know, the concept of you're trying to change some of these personal relationships because they're not good for you. Maybe you drink around them. Maybe you drug around them. Maybe they bring you down. Maybe they're just negative people. And
yeah.
So it's like one person, but it's not just one person probably. There's like several.
Right.
So you have to change your habits. Yeah. You have to change what you do. You have to change where you go.
Yeah.
Who you hang out with. Make new friends. Go different places. Stop going to the same bars. Stop going to the same places.
Expose yourself.
Right.
And that's scary.
Exactly. I mean, because getting out of a rhythm, getting out of a routine that we've constructed, you know, because we get comfortable, you know, really in the most uncomfortable situations, we choose to hold off, you know, making these changes in hopes that things will actually change and get better. You know, in life, we deal with other moods, other people's moods, other people's emotions and their highs and lows, you know, their attitudes, you know, their life changes, their life stressors, all those kind of things. So a lot of times when we're making decisions, it's not necessarily based upon just that person or just you. There's all these outside forces that can aid and abet in making a decision. You know, because we're all human, we're dealing with human needs, human emotions, you know, human feelings. And sometimes we get bogged down in other people's feelings and emotions because we just don't want to rock the boat or we don't want to hurt other people's feelings. And I think, sadly, this course of action, honestly, begins to rip not only the relationship apart in whatever capacity that is, but it also begins to internally rip you apart because you're having some sort of internal anger. And I'm going to try to explain this real quick. So let's say like you really need to make a change. And let's say like maybe it's your job and you're not really happy with your job. And so you're stuck there on a day-to-day basis. You've been doing this for how long? And you're doing it because of whatever. It's the money or it's the security or it's what you know. You don't want to go out and learn a new trade. You don't want to upset the family, whatever it is. And so not only are you not really happy with what you do on a daily basis, you're also internally fighting yourself. And you're arguing with yourself, too, because you know that deep down what you should be doing. It might not even be that deep down. It could be right at the surface. You know exactly what you should be doing, you know, but you're not making those appropriate changes. And that internal anger, you know, can turn on you. And that's what people call stress a lot of times, that stress and that anxiety that does cause people to get sick. It causes all kinds of problems, much less the fact that also it causes people to take their anger and resentment out on other people and other things and their family. You know, so when people find themselves in jobs in which they don't like or they don't know there's any potential for growth, instead of looking sometimes for anything else, we get complacent. You know, and I think sometimes we get beaten down by life, you know, because we wonder who would want us, you know, who's going to hire us. And who would be foolish to begin a new career at this age? I think a lot of times people fall into that category as well.
Well, you just described me to a T. That was exactly my situation about 3 years ago.
Really?
You know, because I was in the insurance industry. I won't say the name because they don't deserve the free publicity. But
oh, come on, come on. No. Don't say the name. They're not supporting us.
But, you know, so I was, dating a very nice woman, and we'd been dating for a little over 6 months, and we'd actually started talking about, getting married. I had reached a point in my career where it was like I just hated it. You know, it's like I got up one morning. I was like, I would rather rob a bank than go to work today. And all of a sudden, it just kind of hit me. It's like, what am I doing? You know, it's something's got to change. The problem though was that I was making a pretty good living. You know, I mean, I had a nice house. It wasn't a big house, but it was a nice one.
Right.
I had, you know, savings and, you know, a pretty good lifestyle going. And like I said, I had a relationship going, but she was the one that first notices, like, you know, you're just miserable. I would kind of, you know, get surly with her. You know, over just the little things.
Yeah, taking it out on other people.
Yeah, taking it out on other people. And, and she just sat me down one day and says, like, what do you want to do? And, I've had this. But my response was like, look, I've been with these people for 11 years, and I don't want to screw it up. It's too late now.
Right.
And, I think she just kind of got from I didn't necessarily have any ambition to advance any further because I really didn't want to be there. I just kind of denied it to myself, if that makes any sense.
And, how long did this go on for?
This is going on for, you know, about 3 or 4 months.
Okay.
And
when it finally came to a head, yeah, and you finally realized you had to make a change.
And there's other things that contributed to our breakup too. But the last conversation we had, it was, you need to find something that makes you happy because what you're doing right now isn't happy. You know, you're not happy.
That's awesome. And so, you know what? You're leading right into our next segment. That's perfect. And you know, guys, we don't practice this before the show. My producer doesn't even know what we're going to talk about until I walk in this door. So we got
amen to that.
Yeah, exactly. Amen to that, sister. You know, preaching to the choir. So we got a lot going on. So this is cool. You're leading right into what we got to talk about. So when we come back from this really, really short break, we're going to begin discussing those 7 keys, right, to making the most of your life and making those needed changes. We're going to talk about being happy. That's going to be the beginning of the kickoff to these 7 keys. So stay tuned. Keep it on 570 KLIF or keep it on the iHeartRadio app, which is really, really cool because you can listen on your phone, you can listen on your iPad, your computer, or you can just listen on the AM dial. But guess what? We'll be back in 2 shakes, so keep it on the station.
I'm sure you've heard of songwriters who only write for singers. Have you heard of the backup quarterback that finally gets his day and ends up as a starter? Now, after 33 years of designing beautiful jewelry for the finest jewelry stores, master jeweler and international award-winning designer William S. Holman is making his services available to the public. Have you always wanted your own jewelry that only you could imagine? How about taking a seat in a comfortable setting with no high-pressure salesman, speaking one-on-one with a designer? That designer's Bill Holman. Be a part of the design from start to finish. Bill Holman's designs grace people from talk show host Dr. Phil to life coach and author Ashley Burgess. Eliminate the middleman and go for the designer. You too can have a beautiful masterpiece at unbelievably low costs. Bill Holman will guide you and help design you a signature piece to fit your unique personality. Visit him online at HolmanDesignGroup.com. That's Holman with one L. HolmanDesignGroup.com.